Phoenix is known for its scenic mountains and unusual weather. One listener wanted to know more about these features and how they relate to one another. From the Arizona Science Desk, Nicholas Gerbus reports on the geology, geography, and prehistory of the Valley of the Sun.
Phoenix has two rainy seasons, summer monsoon storms from the south and winter storms from the Pacific. But as Arizona State University meteorologist Randy Cervini explains, where that rain falls depends partly on the mountains that ring the valley.
In order to get clouds and precipitation, we have to uplift the air. We have to move it up. Now, in the flat deserts, this heat of the land surface itself can do that. But it can be accented and improved upon by having wind flow that takes it up a mountain.
Rising air cools, aiding condensation and rain. So Cave Creek at 2,000 plus feet gets more rain than Sky Harbor, 1,000 feet below. But where do these mountains come from?
When you think about this flat valley, I think you have to kind of start over with what it wasn't right before it started to become what it would be.
That might sound like a Zen riddle, but Brian Gauthier of the Arizona Geological Survey simply means that in the days of the dinosaurs, this valley was a mountain range, built by the same tectonic pressures that are now uplifting the South American Andes.
You have these studded hills and mountains, like 10, 15, 20,000 foot peaks, and they're volcanically active, and that's what this place looked like.
Then the plate motions changed, and the southwest stretched 2 to 3 times its former size. Like a caramel-filled chocolate bar, its surface cracked and fractured while its gooier lower layers stretched and deformed.
South Mountain, the Estrellas maybe, Santans, White Tanks, Sacaton Mountains, all of these mountains, like in the McDowell Mountains as well, those start to form as nascent mountains around 25 to 20 million years ago.
Around these fractures, some blocks rose to become mountains while others dropped down to form valleys. This was the birth of the undulating basin and range system that today wraps around the Colorado Plateau. I met with independent researcher Steve Stotnicki at Papago Park to discuss how sediments have since filled in the deepest valleys.
If we were out at Luke Air Force Base and you suddenly took away all that sediment, you'd fall a long ways. You'd fall a mile and a half.
In fact, many of our mountains and buttes are actually the tips of great mile-deep blocks poking up like the corners of books tilting on a shelf. Some comprise truly ancient rocks. The Phoenix Mountains are composed of 1.7 billion-year-old rocks that have endured ages of punishment.
Other continents have come and gone and hit them and been pulled away and hit them again and been pulled away and slid past them and buried them and uplifted them and eroded them and buried them again.
Across the valley, South Mountain arose from that hotter caramel layer 6 miles beneath the surface. ASU geologist Steve Reynolds.
25 to 15 million years ago, the continental crust was stretched, and the rocks in the South Mountains were pulled out from underneath that area to the northeast, underneath Fountain Hills, and brought up to the surface.
As it domed upward, it sent other fault blocks sliding down into the valley. Today, we know them as Camelback Mountain and the Tempe Buttes.
The tilting of those blocks is what accounts for the tilted layers in Papago Park and in the volcanic rocks around the ASU campus.
The superstitions immortalize the remains of an ancient supervolcano, not unlike the one slumbering beneath Yellowstone National Park.
If you go down to the Santan Mountains, you can still see several hundred feet thick of those deposits, 40 miles from the superstitions.
Eventually, the ash and basalt that solidified inside the collapsed caldera uplifted and eroded.
That is the face of a cork that popped up after the caldera had filled up. So you're looking basically at the internal anatomy of the caldera.
The natural world is always in motion, even when we can't perceive it. Prior to our eye blink of occupation, the Valley of the Sun sheltered beneath shallow seas, built up multiple mountain ranges, and fluctuated between wet, cool ice ages, and of course, a dry heat. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.
Thanks to Dominic Nigro for submitting this QAZ question. Find out more at qaz.kjzz.org.